Hello, welcome back, everybody. This is season two of Softballing With Us. I am your host, Janaea Lazenby. Last year, 2020 softball season and last year's podcast got cut short due to the starting pandemic of COVID-19, but we're back and better than ever. So let's do a recap of the 2020 softball season of what the Alabama softball team got done. So the Tide finished 14-8 overall in the season that got cut short. And we left off at the Easton Crimson Classic, which had UT Arlington, number 7, ranked Arizona, and McNeese. On February 28th, that Friday, the Alabama softball team beat UT Arlington 11-3 in 5 innings, lost to number 7 ranked opponent Arizona 1-2, beat UT Arlington again 3-2, lost again to Arizona 5-6, and beat McNeese 4-0. The following week, on Wednesday, March 4th, the Alcorn State game was canceled, but the Tide picked up back in play on Friday, March 6th, which contained the SEC play against Arkansas, number 20. They lost the first game on Friday 1-0, but came back Saturday and won 10-2 in 6 innings, and won again on Sunday 9-1 in 6 innings. After that, the Tide season got cut short after the T-Town Showdown was canceled, and that was the start of our pandemic. So let's look at our roster real quick to see exactly what we have going for us coming up this season. So this season we have senior Maddie Morgan, and we have graduate student Alyssa Brown. We have catcher sophomore Abby Doer. We have junior Kyra Lockhart. We have freshman Bailey Dowling. We have senior KB Sides. We have graduate student Taylor Clark, who came back. We have junior Kayla Davis. We have grad student Alexis Mack. We have senior Kaylee Tao. We have junior Montana Faust. We have grad student Bailey Hempfield. We have sophomore Jenna Johnson. We have grad student Sarah Cornell. We have freshman Jalea Torrance. We have sophomore Savannah Woodard. We have freshman KJ Haney. We have freshman Alex Salter. We have freshman Kate Greel. We have grad student Claire Jenkins, senior Crystal Goodman, and last but not least, sophomore Lexi Kilfill. Our head coach is still Patrick Murphy. You know, he's been leading the Tide good and strong these past few seasons. The season before the 2020 season, the 2019 season, the Tide made it all the way to the College World Series and finished in the Final Four before they lost to Oklahoma. But now I believe that the Tide is back and better than ever since the pandemic, and has a chance to go definitely all the way and be the final two and actually win the whole thing. And we'll see that happen as the season starts to kick off. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7 The Capstone.
We're back. So now we're going to start with the 2021 softball season. So this weekend, we were supposed to have the Texas Classic against Colorado State and number 6, UT Texas, you know. But the games were canceled due to some wintry weather down in Texas, you know. There's a little bit of snowstorm, so it's a little bit too icy for that. But no worries, because the Tide will still be in action, but they will be in action in Sweet Home, Alabama. So they'll be playing in Montgomery today against Alabama State. And then on Saturday, they will be playing in Montgomery also against Notre Dame. And then Sunday, they will be home to kick off the first home game against Louisville. So get out there and support your Tide if you can. Remember, wear your mask. We are still in a pandemic and whatnot. Social distancing is definitely recommended and something that is very important. So looking at our matchups this week, our toughest games will probably be against Notre Dame and Louisville. But we cannot count out Alabama State, because everybody comes to play all the time. So the game for Alabama State tonight will be at 5 p.m. Central Time, which is coming up shortly in about an hour and a half. Then also on Saturday, the game will be 4:30 p.m. in Montgomery. So get out there if you can. And then on Sunday, we'll be right here in Tuscaloosa at 12 p.m. So it's not too late of a game at the beginning of the afternoon. So if you can, get out there and support the Tide. I'm not even worried about them this season. I believe that they will do good since they are number 8 ranked going into this season. And they will be hosting the SEC tournament this year. So it sounds like nothing but good news, especially since the Tide are reigning SEC champs also. They definitely have an opportunity to continue going on. Then next week we have the Easton Bama Bash coming up here in Tuscaloosa. On Friday we'll be hosting Liberty at 4 p.m. Saturday we'll be going against Gardner. And on Sunday, we will host our rival LSU at 1 p.m. So those will be some good games. And then we also have a game in the middle of the week against UAB in Tuscaloosa also. So those will be some great games to go and check out, especially the LSU game. You know, that'll be our first SEC play to start the season to see exactly where the Tide will be ranked for the season conference-wise. So that would be a great game to go check out. So get out there and support your fans and stay safe. This will be a great season and a great rest of the semester. And with that being said, roll Tide. And this concludes our first episode of Softballing With Us. Thank you.